Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Wednesday the Rabbi Got Wet by Harry Kemmelman, narrated by George Guidel. This work, copyrighted 1976 by Harry Kemmelman, is recorded by arrangement with his estate and the Scott Meredith Literary Agency. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. On Wednesdays, Chet Kaplan has been inviting neighbors to his home for a little food and fellowship. With so many friends, it's not surprising that he has just been elected president of Barnard's Crossings Temple. But Hurricane Betsy is bearing down on the little town, and it looks like she's going to strike on Wednesday night. And now, Wednesday, the Rabbi Got Wet.
Chapter 1.
I suppose you're happy about the outcome of the election.
Rabbi David Small turned and saw that it was Joshua Titzik, a thin little man with a long nose and a mouth twisted in a perpetual sneer, who had fallen in step with him. The evening service had just ended, and Rabbi Small was strolling back to his car in the parking lot, savoring the balmy air of the October Indian summer. The rabbi was thin and pale, and walked with a scholarly stoop, although still under 40. He fixed near-sighted eyes on Titzik and said, "If you mean that the election of Chester Kaplan and his friends signifies a renewed interest in the temple's religious function as opposed to its social function, then of course I am. If on the